Our second speaker this morning is Dr. Sergio Roccosa, professor of economics at the University of Turin in Italy. He has two doctorates, one in economics and a second in economic statistics. Most of his writings are in economic history. He's also written several works on operational research and economic theory. Dr. Roccosa is a member of the Accademia Nazionale, the premier learned society in Italy established in 1603. He is also on the board of directors of the Center of Applied Economics Research in Rome. In addition to his academic work, Dr. Roccosa has been a frequent contributor to Italian newspapers. Currently, he writes for the Milan Giornale, one of the best-known Italian dailies. His weekly articles cover a variety of subjects, including politics, economics, history, and culture. And prior to his work for Giornale, Dr. Roccosa authored similar articles for Turin Stampa. Dr. Roccosa has been speaking to American college and university students on a lecture tour sponsored by the USIC Educational Foundation. Dr. Roccosa.
Thank you, Mr. Harrigan. Yes, I have two doctorates, but not in English, unfortunately. And as you immediately realize, my English is not fluent. Before coming here, I tried to learn some standard English. It was a complete failure, even if my quixotic attempts had a certain pathetic charm. So my topic for this morning will be the Italian economic miracle, something which happened 35 or perhaps 40 years ago, but something that may have a lesson to teach us, something which may be of some interest for an American audience. Since Italians have the habit of speaking with excessive vanity of their national feats, I will read an American assessment of the Italian economic miracle. It comes from a book by Mr. Hildebrand. The title of the book is Growth and Structure in the Economy of Modern Italy. I quote, "Italy achieved stable prices in 1948 without direct controls and at that very time was setting out on a 14-year boom that yielded one of the highest growth rates in the world. Without price controls, without difficulties in the balance of payments, and with remarkably little inflation." That was the Italian economic miracle from 1948 to 1952. To 1962. And this miracle had a very simple recipe. One, free enterprise. Two, good money. Three, few taxes. And four, American aid. American aid came chiefly in food, coal, oil, other commodities, and what's more, good American advisors at the beginning, but only at the beginning, as you will hear. Now I have to explain why the Italian economic miracle lasted 14 years and no longer. The very simple fact is that in 1948 general election, the socialists and the communists were ousted from the Italian government. While in 1962, the socialists came back into the national government, and they came back because they promised a more bright future, they promised a new and better model of economic development. They came back because Italian trade unions wanted them back, and finally they came back because the new economic advisors wanted them back. It is commonly held that Americans have a pragmatic mind. Well, there are some exceptions. In the 50s, the new American advisors were progressive advisors. They were advocates of Keynesian policies, and they thought that a socialist government in Italy would be a more progressive government. They thought that larger public expenditures would buy people's consent. In fact, just when the Italian economy was booming, just when the Italian economic miracle was in full swing, an American economist, Mr. J.J. Kaplan, published a book with this amazing title, Economic Stagnation in Italy. He argued that Italy had not enough public expenditures, and hence Italy could not be booming in spite of all facts and figures. This reminds me of an Italian character, Don Ferrante, who lived in 17th century Italy when Italy was suffering from a very severe plague. But Don Ferrante was a sort of a philosopher, and he had deduced from Plato's books that a plague in Italy at that moment was impossible. And he stuck to that theory till the plague killed him. If you read Mr. Schlesinger's memoirs, you find that the Kennedy administration wanted a more progressive policy in Italy, and it got it. The consequences for Italy after a decade were more riots, more strikes, more inflation, more unemployment, and a much slower rate of economic development. To sum it up, the Italian economic miracle was not really a miracle, because it had very human causes. The Italian economic miracle was only partly Italian, because it started and, alas, it ended with a substantial American help. And perhaps the Italian economic miracle was not economic at all, because its main causes were spiritual causes, and because it was sustained mainly by a faith in the classical values of individual freedom and individual responsibility. It ended because of political prejudice and because of ideological arrogance. This was the short story I wanted to tell you this morning, and I thank you very much for your kind listening.
Thank you very much.